God will bless me just a little while here this afternoon.
Now, I'm going to be back.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Throw it up. Otherwise, I won't worry about it.
Hmm?
It's okay.
It's just 10 feet.
It's okay.
Let me be here.
It's okay.
Just 10.
Okay. See. From the very, before the very beginning of the world, God had a purpose.
Mungu alikuwa na makusudi.
And the Bible tells us, if we read in Titus chapter 1,
na ukisoma katika kitabu cha Tito moja,
that Paul was an apostle of Jesus Christ. That Paul, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, and also talks about how he was, after he had faith and acknowledged the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he said he was an apostle and hope of eternal life. Which God that cannot lie promised before the world our God is nothing but truth.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in the first chapter of the book of John
when
John the Baptist saw Jesus Christ, he not only called him the Lamb of God, but acknowledged that he was full of grace and truth. When we turn over to the 14th chapter of the book of John, Jesus said of himself, I am the way, the truth,
Amen.
And the life. Again and again we hear the word truth and one that cannot lie associated with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If we looked at the 33rd Psalm, beginning with verse
6.
He says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. And all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. We hear that same description over in Genesis chapter 1. When the Bible says, God said, let there be light. And there was light. Because God who cannot lie. The Bible goes on here in this 33rd Psalm to say that when God speaks, it's done. And when He commands, it stands fast.
Amen.
If we turned over to the 11th chapter, the book of Hebrews, we would find there that the Bible tells us that the very heavens and the earth are upheld by the word of God.
Amen.
He spoke this world into existence, and it's still standing today because His word is true. The Bible also tells us that one of these days, He's going to speak again, and He's going to come in the clouds, and this old earth will be folded up and vanish away. This earth will be folded, and it'll just vanish away. But all of these things will be at the command and the word of God. Because God's word is true. The Bible says over in the 55th chapter of the book of Isaiah,
kile kitabu cha Isaya 53
as the prophet Isaiah
Isaya alitabiri
made this comment in verse 11.
Isaiah
55.
Isaiah 55. Isaiah alitabiri.
He says, "So shall the word that goeth the word, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth." It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Do you begin to see a pattern about God's Word and how God's Word is true?
Amen.
And it accomplishes exactly what God wants it to accomplish.
Amen.
When God wanted to create the heavens and the earth, He spoke and it was created. He was able to take nothing and make something out of it.
Amen.
Let's turn over to the 5th chapter of the book of John. Jesus Christ, while he was here on this earth.
John chapter 5, verse 25.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
Nasikia wapendwa, watoto sikilizeni. Ukifungua kitabu cha Yohana mtakatifu sura ya 5 mstari wa 24 inasema hivi.
God's word accomplished.
Mstari wa 5. Mstari wa 5 kwa
sura ya 5
mstari wa 25. God sema amini amini nawaambia saa inakuja na saa ipo. Wafu watapoisikia sauti ya mwana wa Mungu na wale waisikiao watakuwa hai.
God's word accomplishes just what he intends it to accomplish.
Na Mungu akisema kitu lazima kiwe hivyo hivyo.
Because he is truth.
Kwa sababu yeye ni Mungu wa ukweli.
He cannot lie.
Hawezi kusema uongo.
And he promised eternal life before the world began.
Na aliahidi kupata uzima wa milele katika watu wake wote.
And the word of God is yea and amen.
Na neno la Mungu ni kweli na ni amina.
Here in this 5th chapter of the book of John, verse 25.
Na katika kile kitabu cha Yohana hii mstari wa ile sura ya 5 katika ile ni ya 25
where he said the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God.
Amesema kwamba muda unakuja na muda umeshafika kwamba wafu watasikia neno lake.
He was describing our condition before as God speaks into our hearts.
Anaelezea ile hali yetu kwamba tulikuwa tukiwafu tutakwenda kuwa hai.
Being born a sinner into this world by our ancestors and by our forefathers.
Kwa sababu sisi tulizoe tukiwa na dhambi baada ya kupata ule kulirithi dhambi kutoka kwa Adam.
We are a natural man, but not a spiritual man. And we're a sinner in need of salvation. And God's word, which accomplishes just what He pleases, speaks into our hearts.
Amen.
And creates a new man inside of us. A new creature, which we often refer to as that born again man. Jesus' teachings here were so simple. He said not only is the hour coming when this will take place, but it was happening while Jesus Christ was walking here upon the face of this earth. This God who has the power to manifest himself as a man also had the power to uphold the world by the power of his word. And at the same time be speaking life into the hearts of men and women here on the face of the earth. I think in my mind it's hard for me to comprehend someone that has that much power. But God's power is beyond our belief. That's the reason when when we talk about believing the things of God.
1
John 5 and verse 1 says,
1 John.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
Amen.
That means when you find somebody that believes in Jesus Christ, you have found someone that has already been born of the Spirit of
Amen.
God. Without the Spirit of God being in our lives, it would not be possible for us to believe spiritual things
Amen.
And spiritual truths. So just like the children that you have, they had nothing to do with their birth.
Amen.
But the parents had played the role in conceiving that child. Our Heavenly Father, through His Son, speaking into our hearts, and the Spirit of God blowing upon us like the wind, sovereignly born us again, without us doing a single thing.
Amen.
We're just like these little children when they're born. One of the joys of a mother and father when a child is born is to hear that little child cry out.
Amen.
And you to know that there is life there in that child. The Bible tells us in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans that as a born-again child of God, knowing that we're sinners, we cry out, Abba Father.
Yeah.
We call out for our Father because there's something in us that causes us to have a desire for Him. God purposed us to be born. And as Brother Abraham has already mentioned, God has a people in every nation, kindred, tongue, and tribe on the face of this earth.
Amen.
We were excited this weekend at Dar es Salaam. When three former Muslims came and joined the church. God even has a people among them.
That's right.
They just need to hear the truth of God's word.
Amen.
Because the truth will make you free.
It'll
set you free from the bondages of other religions and other teachings. It'll set you free from a sorrowful, sinful heart. It'll let you know that you've been saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
And not by your own works or your confessions. But God the Father desired to have a bride for His Son. And He chose her in Christ before the foundation of the world.
Right.
Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that He did this according to His own purpose and grace.
That's right.
He purposed to do it and He did it.
Amen.
And it was all to the praise of His grace. As we live here today, If you love the Lord, if you love Jesus Christ,
kama tunampenda Yesu Kristo, tunampenda Mungu wetu,
the Bible says it's because He first loved you.
Amen.
He loved you before the foundation of the world. He gave you to His Son to die for. And one of these days, and because of that, the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 5, or is it 4? Chapter 4. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Chapter 4, verse 6. Can you just interpret it? I'll say it again.
It's Sagan.
Na kwa kuwa ninyi mmekuwa wana wa Mungu, alimtuma roho wa mwanawe mioyoni mwetu, aliaye Abba. Yani, Baba.
Amen.
Amen.
God sent His Spirit into your life and born you again.
Kwamba Mungu alimtuma roho wake kuja kuzaliwa wewe mara ya pili.
Because you were already a child of God according to His purpose and grace.
Kwa sababu tayari wewe ni mtoto wa Mungu kwa makusudi yake mwenyewe.
And so when you began to see the things of God in your life,
kama unakwenda kuyapokea yale mambo ya Mungu,
and feel the sorrow of sin in your life,
unajisikia ile kwamba unajisikia yenu kuchukia dhambi,
it was just evidence that God had already worked a work within you.
Kwamba una ushuhuda tu kwamba roho wa Mungu yuko ndani yako.
Now then, He calls on us because He worked His Spirit within us and made us His children. He calls on us to take up our cross and follow Him. Follow Him in baptism. Follow Him by the way we live our lives. Love one another. Care about one another. Because that's what Jesus did.
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you is our prayer.
Mungu awabariki.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Brother Chuck? Yes. Brother Chess? You didn't introduce the sheriff.
My name is Charles Kitchens.
Jina lake anaitwa ni Charles Kitchen.
I pastor a church
and hudumu katika kanisa
in the town of Jasper, Alabama.
Kule Marekani, Alabama.
USA.
Kule Marekani.
Yeah.
You married?
And I am married.
Ameoa.
For nearly 39 years.
And mke wake ana miaka kama 38.
I have 3 children
and
7 grandchildren.
Ana wajukuu saba.
I'm an old man.
Yeah, ni mtu mzee sana.
Mzee.